Good morning. Our question today is, this year when Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, when will we be doing the Bedikas Chametz, the Sreifas Chametz, burning the Chametz, what time in the day, when will we be doing the Bittul Chametz? So in a normal year, let's talk about a typical year, for example, if Pesach is on Tuesday, that would mean Monday night. Tuesday is the first day of Pesach, so we do the Bedikas Chametz the day before, which would be Sunday night, because it's Pesach, it's going to be Monday night, so we do the Bedikas Chametz Sunday night, and we burn the Chametz on Monday morning, which is Erev Pesach, and we do a Bittul, both after we finish the Bedika, and after we do the Sreifas Chametz. So in this year that Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, we obviously cannot burn the Chametz on Shabbos, which is Erev Pesach, so what do we do? So there's a Rambam that says as follows, in a year like this, Erev Pesach Shechal B'Shabbos, Erev Pesach is on Shabbos. In that situation, we are not going to do the Bedika the night before. We're not going to do it Friday night, but we are going to move it to Thursday night. So we're going to do it a whole 24 hours earlier. Thursday night, we are going to do the Bedika Schametz. That is how the Rambam paskins. That is how the Shulchan Aruch paskins as well. So when it comes to the Biur Chametz, truth be told, we are allowed to continue eating the Chametz throughout Friday and up until Friday night and Shabbos morning, up until the end of the fourth hour. So accordingly, the question is, when should we burn the Chametz? Is there any reason that we have to burn it Friday morning? Truth be told, we would be burning it the next morning, Erev Pesach. Friday night morning is not Erev Pesach, it's Erev Pesach. It's 2 days before. So, in fact, this is discussed in the Mishnah in Psachim. And there are three opinions. We'll go through two of them. And it says as follows, Arba'asar Shechalias B'Shabbos, the 14th of Nisan, which is Erev Pesach, that falls on Shabbos. That's what we have this year. Mivarin Esa Kol Milifnei HaShabbos Divi Revi Meir. We have to get rid of everything. Biur Chametz, in other words, the burning of the Chametz, the getting rid of the Chametz, has to be on Friday. Don't wait till Shabbos. That's the opinion of Rebbe Meir, and the Chachamim's view is you do it just like a normal year when Pesach is on a weekday. So too, when Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, you just have to do it on Erev Pesach. Even though it's Shabbos, just get rid of it in the same time. There are no differences when it comes to a regular year when Pesach is on a weekday, where Erev Pesach is on a weekday, and like this year when Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, no difference, just get rid of it on Erev Pesach. Now, truth be told, they're each according to their opinion, how do you get rid of the Chametz? There's a machlokas in the Mishnah, in the Gemara, and Psachim, do you need to actually burn the Chametz, or are there other methods that we can use to get rid of the Chametz, like to break up the Chametz into tiny pieces, into tiny crumbs, and throw it into the wind, throw it into the ocean? Nowadays, we would say flush it down the toilet. So Rebbe Meir, who was of the view that you have to get rid of your Chametz before Pesach, when Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, you can't burn it on Shabbos. Rebbe Meir is of the view that the only way you can fulfill the mitzvah of Biur Chametz is by burning it. And accordingly, because you cannot burn it on Shabbos, you have to burn it before Shabbos. So that is the opinion of Rebbe Meir. But Chachamim are of the view that you can get rid of your Chametz. You can do the Biur Chametz not only by burning it, but also by breaking it into crumbs, throw it into the wind, throw it into the ocean, other methods to get rid of it, and accordingly you can do that on Shabbos as well. How does the Shulchan Aruch paskin? The Shulchan Aruch paskins as follows, Kishe Erev Pesach Chalias B'Shabbos, when Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, Nivarin et HaChametz B'Yom Shishi, we get rid of the Chametz, the Biur Chametz is done on Friday. Don't wait until Shabbos. So the Shulchan Aruch is paskening like Rebbe Meir. Friday is the day. We're not doing it Erev Pesach. We're doing it Erev Pesach. So next question then is, so what time do we need to do it? Typically, the Biur Chametz, we finish the Srefer, burning of the Chametz, before the end of the fifth hour, because that's when it's Usur. You're not allowed to eat it even the hour before that. That is where you have no choice. You have to burn it at that point. But when it comes to this year, when Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, truth be told, we're going to have Chametz around because we're going to eat our Friday night meal and we're going to eat our Shabbos morning meal. So there's no Isser to eat Chametz right after the burning, you're allowed to continue and eat it throughout Friday and Friday night and Shabbos morning. So apparently we would just have to be able to burn it. We would just be required to burn it sometime on Friday before Shabbos starts, because you can't burn it when Shabbos starts, but as long as you do it sometime on Friday. But truth be told, the Mordechai brings in the name of Rashi, Gam Kasher Erev Pesach Chalios B'Shabbos, even when Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, like this year, we still do the Biur Chametz, which we do it via Sreifa, burning the Chametz, up until the end of the fifth hour. Stick with the normal time. Just like all other years, when we don't have the situation that Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, we burn it by the end of the fifth hour. So too here, when Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, Gzeira, we have a Gzeira just like a regular year. We don't want to confuse things. If we allow ourselves to be more lax on the Friday in getting rid of the Chametz, we're going to get confused that in the other year, when it's really Erev Pesach, this year it's not Erev Pesach, it's Erev Pesach, it's 2 days before Pesach. But if we would be lax and say you can burn it all day Friday, we would think in a normal year that it's really Erev Pesach, you can burn it all day long. Accordingly, we stick with our standard times, that just like in a normal year, we burn it before the fifth hour, by the end of the fifth hour, so too Erev Pesach Shechal B'Shabbos, like this year when it's Erev Pesach and Shabbos, but we're burning it on Friday, not even Shabbos, but Friday, 2 days in advance, we have to do the Biur Chametz by the end of the fifth hour. So in fact, this is how the Shulchan Aruch paskins, Tov Levar Be'erev Shabbos Kodem Chatzos. Indeed, we should do the Biur Chametz before Chatzos, by the end of the fifth hour, before the midpoint in the day, Kedei Shelo Yavo Litos B'Shar Shanim Leva'er Archar Chatzos. So we shouldn't come to make mistakes in other years, and then we may go after Chatzos. So stick with the standard time. Do the Biur Chametz by the end of the fifth hour. So that leads to the next question. How about the Bittul Chametz? How, when are we nullifying the Chametz? Now, typically, we do this twice. We do it right after the Bedika. So after we finish the Bedika at night, we have a Bittul. And after we do the Biur Chametz, after we burn the Chametz the next morning, also we have another Bittul. That would be the typical thing. So that would say in this year, we should do a Bittul on Thursday night after we finish the Bdikas Chametz, and also after we do the Biur Chametz, we burn the Chametz by the end of the fifth hour, we should also do another Bittul. But the Maharil says as follows, that when we have Erev Pesach Shechal B'Shabbos, Ein Tzorech Levatel Et HaChametz La'achar Biuro. You don't, in our year, like this year, when we're doing the Biur Chametz on Friday morning, you don't have to do another Bittul. Why not? So the Mishnah Berurah explains as follows. Because we're not really getting rid of all of our chametz, we're keeping some of it in our possession. There's no Isra Achila yet. We don't have an Isra to have it in our possession until Shabbos morning. Accordingly, we're going to be eating it throughout Friday, and we're going to eat it Friday night and Shabbos morning. We are going to be required to do another Bittul regardless on Shabbos, because we still have chametz in our possession. Accordingly, there's no reason to do it on Friday morning, because we're going to be required to do it on Shabbos morning regardless. So you certainly could do a Bittul both times, but the key is to do it on Shabbos morning. Accordingly, that's why the Maharil tells us you don't have to do the Bittul after the Sreif, after you burn it on Friday morning, because you're going to have to do it on Shabbos morning regardless, so just do it then. But a word of caution, what's really critical is that despite the fact that there's no Isser to have the Chametz in our possession throughout Friday and Friday night and Saturday morning when we eat our Seud or Sudas, which we'll talk about in the future, but we have to be very careful that once we burn the Chametz, once we clean everything up, we should only have Chametz a little bit, what's necessary in a safe place. We have to be careful that somebody doesn't spread it around, especially when there are little kids and walking around with those Cheerios. We have to be very, very careful that we don't create a Chametz problem this year. And indeed, that is a huge risk. So just to recap where we are, the Bedikas Chametz is going to be done this year, that Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos. We're doing the Bedika on Thursday night. We're going to do a Bittul, like every year, Thursday night. We are going to burn the Chametz just like we do every year in the morning, but it's the morning earlier. It's not on Saturday morning, it's Friday morning, but we're going to stick with the timing. Just like in a regular year, we would burn it by the end of the fifth hour, so to this year, we're going to burn it by the end of the fifth hour, despite the fact that we're going to keep a little bit, a minor amount of chametz in our possession in order to use for Friday night and Shabbos morning meals, which we will talk about in Mir Tzeshem in the future. Have a wonderful day.